My life is made up of pictures that I select. Interesting, isn't it? My life is made up of pictures which I select. Now, what pictures do you select? What pictures are important in your life? In my life, the pictures that are important are the ones that I select. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. My life is made up of pictures which I select. Henry wrote this morning and he said, bookshelves, shelves, shelves in our mind, shelves in our world, places where we put things and we keep things. And I thought to myself as I read it, very good observation, very nice, very alert awareness, what a consciousness. And then I thought, yes, if I have things that I put on the shelf, they are things usually that I'm not using at the moment, or I don't want to use, or I just want to have them up there, like perhaps pictures in frames or something like that, or old things that I'm not using. And if I have shelves in my closet, they're even more interesting because things get put in there and get forgotten. Now, isn't it a wonderful concept to think of how, as long as we keep shelves, we keep things. When we have no place to put things, we discard things more rapidly and more easily. So long as we have a place to put them, then we we let them pile up and let them pile up and let them pile up. And as we let them pile up, they seem to possess us and they seem to own us and they seem to require us to do all sorts of interesting things. Isn't it something? Here it is. What month is this now? Oh, next month or so, it's going to be April and be my birthday again, April 2nd. I have a pile of birthday cards that I didn't answer from last year. Lovely cards. People sent money. People sent all sorts of lovely notices. They sent lovely cards. They sent lovely words. And I just haven't gotten around to answering it and doing it on my must-do list. But I thank you. I thank you all. If you were listening and you sent it, know that I thank you. I read it with great joy, and then I set it aside. But if I were to answer every single thing that comes into my attention, if I were to answer every letter that is written to me, if I were to answer every little notice that people say, people send me a little note and they say, Herb, thanks so much. the healing was a wonderful success. Well, of course it was. It was already a success in my consciousness, and now it is in yours, and that's wonderful. Go ahead, write your letter. It makes you feel good, and it makes me feel good when I read it, and I see, they recognize it, and it's done. But I don't always have a chance to answer it. Emails get answered more quickly and easily, but letters, you got to take out stationery, and you got to type up letters, and you got to send them out in the mail, and put a stamp on them, and things like that, and they don't always get done like they should. But, again, these are things in the past. These are things that get put up on the shelf. And as they get put up on the shelf, they don't get done. We want to have only those things that are active in our life. When we put things on a shelf, we oftentimes just sort of put them in the back burner and don't pay any attention to them and don't do anything with them. My life is made up of pictures which I select. And the pictures I select are whenever anyone writes me, instantly, I see them whole and perfect. Instantly, I see them fantastic. Instantly, I see them revealed in every beneficial, positive way. If they ever write me, I'm instantly answering them. I have a man who's in prison, and in fact, several of them, and they write whenever they get good and ready to write. Whenever they get damn ready to write. When they feel like writing, they write a letter. And then I usually answer right away because it's done. And then they write back and they say, well, you know, I never hear from anybody. I never do this. Well, do you write? Do you write? Do you send a letter? And when you write a letter, one man wrote a letter and it was so silly. He wrote this letter. Here he is. He has nothing to do. He has his whole prison cell to himself. He has his whole writing materials to himself. And he's an artist, and he's many other things. And so he writes a letter to his former wife. And his former wife is, or rather, to his son's former wife. And his son's former wife said, I'd like to start writing you again. I'd like to start getting in contact with you again. And so he's so happy. He is so happy because he's written a number of times and they have ignored him. Well, that's what he says, at least. So then he writes a letter to his wife, his son's former wife, and he tells her how wonderful she is and how wonderful he's doing and all, everything. Then he takes her letter and puts it in the envelope to her, and the letter he wrote to her, he keeps in his file. And then he's going through his file some months later. It shows you how often he answers his mail or writes mail. And he goes through his file, and there's a letter to Marie, and he says to himself, my God, I forgot to send it to her. What did I do? I must have put my letter in the envelope to her. That is the letter she wrote to me instead of the letter I write to her. So he quickly writes another letter and puts it with this letter and sticks it in the envelope and says, I'm sorry. Well, my life is made up of pictures which I select. Now, I told him, as I was advising him earlier, that if he would write letters to his son and his daughter, to his world, the people that he loved, once every week, write just a short one or two paragraph letter saying, I sure delight in you. The things that we've done and the life that we've lived, you're so wonderful. I see you now doing all the things that are so happy for you to do, and let it go. And every week, send out a letter like that. Every week, without expecting anything in return, just giving, giving, giving. My life is made up of pictures which I select. And so the picture is that he sends this letter to his beloveds. And they read this letter, this short two-paragraph letter. And he sees them with a smile on their face, and he sees them real happy. And that's enough. He may never hear from them, and he may. But you can be sure, the odds of him hearing from them when he writes a two-paragraph letter every week are pretty good. Because if he writes it with so much love and so much joy, they'll respond. He writes to me, and he says, you know, Herb, you're the only person that I write to, and I immediately get an answer back from you, because you write right back, because you know how important letters are to me, and you write right back. And yes, I do. I write back for two reasons. One reason is, if I don't immediately write back, it'll be a long time before I get to it. And if I do write immediately back, I write immediately my joy and delight in him writing to me and in what I see in his life. And I tell him every little negative thing that he cracks open. I close it with a bandage and I tell him, hey, you're whole and perfect. You're fantastic. You're glorious. And he writes back and he says, I'm whole and fantastic. I'm glorious. And he writes back again and again and again. Now, my life is made up of pictures I select. So the pictures I select are the pictures of my world being a world of harmony. My world of being a world filled with people who just delight in having me in their presence, whom I delight in having in my presence. That's the world that I create. And it's a wonderful world. I create dogs that are lovable. I create cats that are lovable. And I create beautiful pictures of everything that's in divine order, and I am so happy. I am so fulfilled. I am so delighted because life is so wonderful. Yes, this is who we are. This is where we're going in this world. This is what we're accomplishing in this world. My life is made up of pictures I select. Now, what picture do you select? The picture I select is one of happiness, one of peace, one of joy, one of love, one of right action, one of truth, one of all that is good and very good, and I am the master of it. My life is made up of pictures that I select. Join me in our selection as we go through the rogues gallery of life, our life, and select pictures that are fabulous, and leave those that are not uplifting or are not supportive to disintegrate in the past, just to not be there. Don't put them away. Don't hang on to them. Destroy them. I tell people, if you have photographs and that photograph is not a current photograph in the last 24 hours, get rid of it, because you're living in the past. Your photograph in your mind is more beautiful than the photograph you have on paper. This may not be a recommendation for anything, but we use it in our gist, and we have other ways of photographing things and people. And nonetheless, the less pictures we have of the past and the more pictures we have of the present in our mind, in our heart, in our world, the better it is for us and the happier that we are. Join me in this revelation, in this realization, in this truth, and know my life is made up of pictures which I select. And you, my beloveds, are the picture I select the most, because I love you, I love you, I love you.